USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases continue to increase in India, which has recorded more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases for the sixth straight day. The U.S. and other countries have pledged assistance for the Indian medical system, which has been stretched to the brink of collapse in many cities. France, Germany, the U.K., and Saudi Arabia have pledged to send oxygen-generating equipment, and the U.S. has promised to send raw materials for the production of vaccines, as well as doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile. The White House has said that 10 million doses could be released in the coming weeks once they pass a safety check, though it's unclear how much of that batch would be sent to India. And the federal government has delayed the deadline for a new type of ID that will be required to fly. Travelers will need a driver's license or state ID card that is Real ID compliant beginning on May 3, 2023, in order to fly domestically. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.